God is good, even when we're not. And he's faithful all the time, even when we're faithless. Amen. Welcome to Tuesday Night Live. Thank you, Lord. You know, as you constantly surrender, you know, one of the greatest things that we can show God that we're grateful is to worship him. The Father looks for those who are willing to worship. Worship, worship, worship. It brings you into the presence. It brings you, it's a crossing over. Because there's too many people out there that don't cross over. Amen? We are in a time of crossing over, big time. If you don't cross over, you'll be left behind. Hallelujah. Again, this is not a religious thing. We are free. Free. And only where the Spirit of the Lord is there freedom. Psalm 51, verse 1, and let's speak it together. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your word, loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Now, what's a transgression? It's an act influenced by the presence of evil. Remember, sin is the presence of evil, known as darkness. When it influences you and you act on it, it's called a transgression. When you act on it, it brings an iniquity, which brings a curse on you and your family line. Does everybody get it? So he's blot out my transgressions, my acts of cooperating with the presence of evil. You know, people cooperate with the presence of evil and they don't even know it. Who told you that? People don't even consider what their thoughts are. They don't even monitor them. They just think all their thoughts are their own. Until they unzip the unseen realm and see all those demons that are speaking to them or all the demons that are in them. Verse 2. Wash me what? Thoroughly from my iniquity. That's the inherited curse after the transgression comes. Cleanse me from my sin, which is a presence of evil. It's also known as darkness. For I acknowledge my transgressions or my acts and my sins, again, which is the presence of evil and influence, it's always before me. So in other words, you and I are always being influenced in the presence of evil. It depends what you do with it. If you reject it or disagree with it, it ain't going to mess with you. You won't commit the transgression. But if you allow your thoughts to dictate your decisions and choices, you're in danger. Amen. You can't allow emotions to dictate what's going on in your life. I go hear many people, well, I just feel this and I just feel that. You know what? I don't care what you feel. Tell me what the truth is. Because people's emotions are very deceptive. Amen. Here's three emotions: peace, joy, and righteousness. That's the emotions. Not fear, not anxiety, not stress, not lust. I mean, less, L-U-S-T, living under satanic torment. Verse 3 again, for I acknowledge my transgressions, my acts, and my sin, the presence of evil is always before me. Against you, you only have I what? Sinned. And done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Now check this next verse out, because it's powerful. Behold, I was brought forth in what? Iniquity. And in sin my mother did what? Conceive me. You know what he's saying? He says, man, I was born in captivity. I was born in bondage. I was born in slavery. I was born in darkness. For in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts. And in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop and cleanse, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out my what? Iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and a renew a steadfast spirit within me, and do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Again, what was he saying? I was born in captivity. Amen? I was born in captivity. I was born in slavery. I was born in bondage. I was born in darkness. I was born blinded to the things of the Spirit. Everybody get that? Think about the Hebrews, the Israelites. They were in captivity for 400 years. Think about all the children that were born to them. They were born into captivity. They didn't know anything different. I mean, people got married. Families grew. Amen? They continued on, but you know what? They were slaves. They were in bondage. And Pharaoh thought he was a god. They lived a false reality. He took care of them. He fed them. He clothed them. Does everybody understand that? He allowed them to multiply until they got to a certain multiplication level. Then he began to kill them. Then he began to take their children. Until God visited Moses, who was a Hebrew but was also born in as an Egyptian. He was born in that reality, that false reality. But when God visited him, you know what happened? He got born again. He also now turned around and saw that false reality, and God sent him back to deliver his people from that false reality of bondage. Amen? And again, we were born in a reality of bondage, false reality. We were born in captivity. We didn't know it when we were younger. We didn't know these things. We didn't know, didn't know the influence of demonic forces. And you know, we saw demons when we were kids. In fact, we were acted like them too. Amen? I mean, you remember somebody calling you a little devil? Amen? You little devil. We were born in the image and likeness not of God, but of Satan and his character. That's why we needed to be born again. But see, the world, that's why God is awakening and shaking. So they can, that reality of a false reality can become real to them. You know, many people are awakened. Listen, after my visitation from the Lord, the first thing I realized, I was lied to my whole life. I said, man, I've been lied to my whole life. And everything that I was looking for in fulfillment was you. Here I thought it was in money and education, sex, drugs, rock and roll, you know. But it wasn't fulfillment. It wasn't until his presence filled me. Then I realized, wow, he's my dad and I'm his son. It changed everything. The scales came off my eyes. I began to see differently, hear differently. And follow the voice of the Spirit of living God. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. The Egyptians, as Pharaoh, acted as a false god. We are born in the same false reality of captivity, ruled by deception and fear. That reality, that false reality, you were born, and we were born into this reality, and it was ruled by deception and fear, and it molds people by lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and lust of self. That's how it molds people. Is everybody with me? We are controlled, all controlled under the prince of power of air. It's all controlled under the prince of power of air. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And it says, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the what? Air. And now wait a minute, the prince of power of the air, he's the what? He's the one that handles and controls what? Deception. Amen. Fear. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. So that's keeping people in bondage. He rules the earth. Listen. How can I say this without? The earth is ruled, the world system, let me explain that difference. The world system is ruled by Satan's kingdom, not God. So we understand that. That's why God brought me and you and got us born again so that now his body can rule the world system. Or else he wouldn't need us. Amen? Then why would you leave your body? Because the world system is the Babylonian, the economic, the ruling, the government, everything. That's called the world system, the currency, a military. All of this is the world system, which is corrupt. It wouldn't be corrupt if God ruled it, right? Amen. It's corrupt because Satan rules it. But you and I were born, taken out of the darkness, brought into the kingdom of light, so that we could turn around and combat Satan's kingdom and tear it down. Amen? Praise God. Let's start from the beginning again. Verse 1, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind or the thoughts, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Ooh. Again, the prince of power here, he's the one that controls. Amen? That, now, there's something important that we must understand, that the world system and everyone that comes into the world and it is into the earth, into this reality, is under a curse of death. So you were born under the curse of death. That's why everything must die. Amen? But thank God, because when you're born again, you're relieved from the curse of death. Now, your flesh may go back to the dust, but you ain't dead. You're more alive than ever before. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man or in himself. It makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. He shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes. In other words, he's going to miss a lot of God, opportunities of God. But shall inhabit the parched places in a wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, who relies on the Lord, and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out his roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf shall be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doing. So blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. So if you're one who trusts in the Lord, will you follow him? Yes. But if you don't trust in the Lord, you don't follow him. You follow according to how you feel, how you believe, what you think, what you feel. Amen? Your emotions. You'll follow according to what the world system says. It's controlling and controlled by Satan's kingdom. Remember, he called us out of it into his glorious light. I remember a song called Born in the USA. Born in bondage. Boy, he didn't tell the truth because he's in bondage. Look at all the music that keeps people in bondage. Worldly music keeps people in bondage. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 15:26, please. What does it say? The last enemy that will be destroyed is what? Death. Remember, we were born under the curse of death. For he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. Now, when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be what? All in all. Go to verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, the last enemy, death, will be destroyed. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. Speak it, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from his past or the latter, he will be a vessel for what? For honor. Sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call out on the Lord out of a what? Pure heart. That's who you want to fellowship with, people that are pure of heart. Amen? That means that they have an integrity of they're honest. They're not trying to gain anything from an individual. Their purpose is to promote the purpose of God Almighty. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Verse 23. But avoid what? Foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, and humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if perhaps God will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been what? Taken captive by him to what? Do his will. Why? Because they were born in what? Captivity. Yeah. 2 Peter 2, verse 18. He says, for when they what? Speak swelling words of what? Emptiness. These are people in captivity. They speak empty words. Swelling words of emptiness. They allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them what? Freedom or liberty. They themselves are slaves of what? Corruption. Because they have not awakened out of the captivity. By him also he is brought into what? Bondage. Slaves of corruption, by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage, which is the same thing as being born in captivity, bondage or darkness, a slave. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning, because it says the demons come back seven times stronger. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of the righteousness than having known it, to turn from a holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow, having washed to her wallowing in mire. Hallelujah. So we see here slaves of corruption. Let's go to Romans 6, verse 5. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. knowing this, that our old man, hello, your old man, well, you got to have a new man to have an old man, right? That means you must be born again of the Spirit. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that little devil, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin or the presence of evil. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we also shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died for sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be what? Dead. Indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Grace is what? God's plan of escape. Remember, it's not a free thing to go out and sin and promote evil and do nothing. Because without grace, you can't be saved. Grace is cooperation. If you're not cooperating, you ain't making it home. But I've been saved by grace. I can go out and do whatever I want. You're an idiot. And you're deceived. Because who you serve when you die is where you go. Hello? No longer slaves to sin in the presence of evil of darkness. Hallelujah. The born in captivity is bondage and slavery. They live in darkness. They can't see the light. In fact, the Bible says that because they're in darkness, they can't comprehend. John 3:18, please. Jesus said something powerful. He said, he who believes in him is not condemned. What's the word believe mean? Follows him. Yeah. But he who does not believe is condemned already. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Why? Because they have not been awakened out of the darkness. They're still in that deception because they were born in captivity. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. That's why when we're out in the world and partying, you know, we'd be partying all night long, drinking, doing whatever. Man, you didn't even want to see daylight. If you could paint all the windows black, you would. Men love darkness, living in a false reality, ruled by what? Deception and fear, and enslaved to lust, unrighteousness, partaking of the tree of the good and evil, and their blinded access to the tree of life. See, there's a difference. See, good and evil is different than righteousness. Two different trees. One still keeps you in deception and delusion. I'm a good person. I'm a good person. Good people don't make it home. Only those who practice righteousness make it home. Amen? Oh, happy days. Aren't you glad you came tonight? And for you watchers, aren't you glad you're watching tonight? Learn so you don't burn. Did we ever get burned? Did you ever get burned in your life? Somebody lied to you and you accepted it? Sure, don't raise your hands, whatever you do. Hallelujah. Some of us got burned and some of us were burners. Hallelujah. I always try to be an honest drug dealer, but I'm a retired drug dealer, pastor, turned pastor. But really, I try to be honest in what I did and that corruption. At least I thought I was a good person. Isaiah 60, verse 1, let's speak it. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples. Is that happening now? Yes. But the Lord will rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around you and see, they all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar. Your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because of the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, and the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Yes, light shall shine. Darkness covers the earth. Why? Because Satan rules it. But you know what? It's temporary. Because God is about to raise up the body of Christ like never before. He's got people strategically all over the earth. Getting ready to pull down principalities, powers of darkness, wickedness in heavenly places. To attack. See, you can't get anywhere without a battle. You got to fight, overcome, then advance. There's no advancing without a fight. Amen? You can't be a wimp sitting in the pew twiddling your thumbs. It ain't working. You need to get up, worship, praise God, and fight. That's why we have the Warrior's Handbook. It helps you battle. Fight, fight. You can't read it. You got to speak it. Amen? Jesus never fought the devil by reading it. Thinking. Yeah, thanks. In fact, we lose in thinking, don't we? Quit thinking so much. Anyways, Jesus never defeated the enemy without speaking it. In fact, he said, it's written. Why? There's life and death in the power of the tongue. What you speak is what you eat. What you eat is what you become. Oh, happy days. John 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees, his name was Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night, because he didn't want anybody to see him come by day. He belonged to the Sanhedrin Club. And said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. And Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In other words, being born again brings you out of the what? The bondage. Amen? Out of captivity. Amen? The false reality. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Well, you can tell he was quite carnal, wasn't he? And Jesus answered him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is what? Spirit. Don't marvel that I said that you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the wind of and the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. So you must be born of the Spirit. New life. Light. Amen. And truth. We are born out of deception and delusion. We have truth now. We have light. We can see. Captivity is no longer. It's all around us, but you're not. Even though you're living here, you're not a part of it. Amen. Proverbs 23 in verse 1. Says, when you sit down to eat with a ruler, somebody with authority, amen, consider carefully what is before you, and put a knife to your throat if you are a man given to appetite. In other words, you eat anything. You don't consider what you eat. Again, spiritually, not physically. But it can be physical also. Do not desire his delicacies, for they are what? Deceptive food. Deceptive food is false information. Come on, say it with me. Deceptive food is false information. Do not overwork to be rich because of your understanding cease. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle toward heaven. Do not eat the bread of a miser, nor desire his what? Delicacies. For as he thinks in his heart, he is. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel you have eaten, you will vomit up and waste your pleasant words. Again, deceptive food is false information that feeds deception. It does what? It feeds deception, keeping individuals in bondage and fear and lust. We are in an information war right now. God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. There's information everywhere. Internet, phones, this, that, whatever. I mean, we got more information bombarding us than ever. Music, all kinds of stuff. You can access anything. And everything that is there is considered a food. What you hear, what you intake, is food. What you agree with, well, come in. Does everybody get it? What you agree with will come in and become food, either to deceive or to expose it. Because truth and light exposes darkness and deception. If you're an individual that's anxious for everything, can't sit still, can't surrender, can't trust, you're in trouble. Why? Because of the things that you've agreed with and partaken. As a man speaks, as he eats, he becomes. What are you eating? I'm talking spiritually. Amen? What are you eating? Hallelujah. God said, my people are destroyed for lack of revelation knowledge. Heavenly knowledge. Think about when we were out there stupid and doing all kinds of stuff, didn't know. We didn't know. Many of us were brought up and our parents never taught us anything. I mean, we might have had religious parents. They might have gone to church. Dad stayed home on Sunday, watched football. You know, whatever. Take the kids to church, whatever it was. Or maybe the dad went to church and the mom stayed home and watched football. I don't know. Guess it didn't matter, did it? But again, religions, there were so many religions out there that are false and they give deceptive foods. Amen? There's not one belief system where their God rose from the dead. Only one. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. For you were once darkness. In other words, born in darkness. Born in captivity, right? But now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore God says, awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are what? They're evil. Evil and more evil. He says, awake. You know, God had to awaken the Israelites while they were in captivity. People are being awakened right now because of all the chaos. You know? We've never seen the world the way it is now. And it's going to change. It's never going to be the same. Things are not going to go back to what they used to be. Because God is exposing the powers of darkness, the wickedness, and all of these rulers that are, I don't know how many people resign today from places, Chase Bank president. Man, these guys are all exposed. They're either going to prison or they're having to step down. They're selling all their stocks. They're getting rid of everything. Why? They know they're in trouble. But it doesn't matter. They're going to get busted for treason. All of these news people, they're going to get busted because they lied. They interfered with an election. Look at the stuff. Look at Trump is not on trial. Those who are persecuting him are on trial. So you must look the other way. You must look it in reverse that way. God is exposing it. The world is on trial. These corrupt individuals are on trial. Not Trump, not the righteous. God is using all this to expose it. But while people, while it's been, how many people have gotten awakened by watching the corruption against Trump? Many Democrats have woken up. It's incredible. It's awesome, though. God desires no one to perish. Amen? Hallelujah. So in the Israelites, in the Exodus, in Exodus, the book of Exodus, he had to do certain things. He had to create, he had to allow a chaos to come before the people can get cut loose. Amen? It was awakening people that God was real on both sides. I mean, these events and signs of chaos, there were great wonders, plagues of awakening. Everyone say plagues of awakening. Amen. The first one was God turns water into blood. Amen. The second one is they got invaded by the frog system. Attack and invaded of the frogs. Then they got invaded with lice. Then invaded it with flies. Then their livestock got diseased. Then the people got boils, not the righteous ones, the wicked ones. Then hail came like crazy. Then the eighth one, locusts came and ate all of their stuff. And the ninth one was darkness. Darkness covered the whole earth. Then the tenth one was the angel of death was released. That was in Passover. To destroy the seed of the firstborn. That's why the angel of death came. The angel of death has now been released on the earth. And darkness is still on the earth. But light is coming. Amen? We are the light. Praise God. Go to John chapter 8. Go to 25. We'll start there. Then they said to Jesus, "Who are you?" And Jesus said to them, "Just what I've been saying to you from the beginning. I have many things to say to you and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I heard from him." They said they did not understand that he spoke to them of the Father. Then Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he. And that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do the things that please him." And he spoke these words, many believed. Praise God. He warned them, if you die in your sin, in the presence of evil and the false reality, you will not make it home. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14. Do not be what? Unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship is righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion has light with darkness? And what accord is Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, I will walk among them, I will be their God, and they shall be my people if they do something. That's what therefore means. If you come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and don't touch what's unclean, thought, words, or hands, and then I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Now again, you cannot change yourself. But as you follow, you change. Amen? You can't change yourself, but as you follow, you change. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen? 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. Let's speak it. Do not love the world, or in other words, the world system. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Why? Because they're not what? They've not left the captivity of the world. They still love the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, which is the lust of self, that's what molds individuals who are taken captive. Is not of the Father, but is what? Of the world. And how does Satan rule? By what? Deception and fear. And the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it's the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. Why? Because they haven't been awakened to come out. But you have an anointing from the Holy One. And you know what? All things. I've not written you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it. And that no lie is of the truth. Why? Because we have the anointing. It guides us to all truth. I'm going to close in Isaiah 61. Waiting for everybody to get there because we're going to make this confession tonight. Amen. Isaiah 61 verse 1. Let's speak it together. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all who mourn. To console those who mourn in Zion. To give them beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. And the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That they may be called trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord. That he may be glorified in his body on earth. Amen. Remember, Satan rules the world system here. And he's got worshipers all over. I mean, you know, these big families are worth, I mean, $300 trillion. Like, we're not going to do that much money. But they serve Satan. They sacrifice their own children to maintain positions of power. I'm not going to go into other things they do. But that is ruled, they rule the world system. But again, God is raising up the body of Christ to dismantle the world system. That's what you're seeing right now. You are going to see the economic system be dismantled very shortly. Very shortly. And the glory of God is going to rise more and more on the children of God. So that the body of Christ will be glorified. For God Almighty. Jesus' name will be magnified and the anointing will increase in our life. So we got to be steadfast, immovable, maintaining the fellowship, the follow, prayer. You got to be a warrior. You got to build a routine to attack every single day. Because you know what? If you don't attack first, you're going to get attacked. Because now you know too much. Welcome. Now you know too much. Just coming here tonight, you know too much. So you need to clean out everything. Drive out powers of darkness out of your homes, out of your possessions, everything, out of your mind. Hello? Plead the blood and stay in unity of the Spirit. One of the things you can ask God all the time is, Lord, let your voice be the only voice I hear in this temple. Amen. Let your voice be the only voice I hear. And as you continue to sow, you reap. Amen. What you speak is what you eat. So become a worshiper, because Father looks for worshipers. Amen. And the anointing will increase on our lives. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed that we have been rescued, born in captivity, and born again into the kingdom and the freedom of Christ Jesus. Thank you. I pray blessing, prosperity, multiplication, and fruitfulness to each and every one in this room and everyone watching. And may the Lord bless you, prosper you, and give you eyes to see with wisdom in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.